the best way to provide an example of a Creole, of an English complex, is, for example, this language form which comes from Papua New Guinea, called Tukpisin. And what is this man, what does it say on his sign? This is the written form of the language which is spoken in this speech community. And you can recognize some of the words, but what does it actually mean? You might want to press pause for a moment to see if you can work it out. It says, walk long road, all cars to stop if they see the red stop sign. And you can see here, walk long road, work along the road, all car must stop, all cars have to stop. Suppose you, if you, look him, if you see the red pillar make, the red pillar sign. And in these speech communities, English is changing very rapidly. Rapidly to the point where it's even suggested that in the future there might be many English-speaking communities around the world who speak an English which is so different from standard English that it would be difficult to actually call them the same language.